a lot of it. Now, but I happen to know when Mommy and Poppy was married, and see Poppy's own blood uncle married them.
Uh-huh. You wrote me that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wrote you that.
Uh-huh.
And was married on the 21st of September, 1905.
Okay.
And then Ernest was born in August the 17th in 1906, and I was born May the 26th in 1909. And Vivian was born July the 4th, 1911. Mm-hmm. And then Oscar was born in 1914, May the 12th. Yeah. And Russ was born January the 20th, 1920.
I've got that written down, too.
Yeah, I wrote that.
You got me there.
If I didn't write right when I got it, I was afraid I'd forget it.
Yeah, well, I was glad to have that. I wanted to ask you if you remembered one time when we were down at the farm, and Daddy was going to go squirrel hunting, and he took us three girls with him. And we went out, if you went out the front door of what the house is now, and over that big hill straight ahead, you know, you cross the street and go over that big hill, we went squirrel hunting, and I think Daddy got lost because it was coming toward about 6 o'clock in the evening, and we still hadn't gone back. We were still going the other way, and we finally came out on a road, and those people, I believe, brought us home. Now, do you remember that happening?
We probably went down to Paul Porter's.
I don't know. I thought just maybe you might have remembered that happening. But
no, but do you remember him taking you back there to that haunted grave?
I don't remember going back there, but I remember I think he took Betty and Gail back there.
Well,
they always wanted to dig it up, but I think I was afraid to go back.
Yeah, you probably was too young, too.
Could have been.
But I remember him telling, and they told him to get right down and ask him something, you know. And they said, well, what'll he say? He'll say nothing.
Yeah, that sounds like Daddy.
And he had Betty Lou and Gail down to that little, I don't know whether it's even a grave, just a little old place, maybe looked like kind of like a grave. And he had them a-talking, and they'd say, what'd they say? Nothing. Well, he'd say, didn't you hear him say nothing? Teasing kids like that for fun.
Yeah. Well, listen, Aunt Opal, if you've got any other pictures that I could just look at real quick that I might would want to take home to get copies made of.
Well, let's go in the bed. Here we'll just pull out.
Well, I have to take this with me.
No.
Let's see. Which way is that going? Aunt Viv, let me get that for you, honey.
No, you go on.
Can you get it okay? Don't trip on my purse there.
This room is county stagnated, honey. Nobody even got
okay, let me get my pencil and paper, just in case I need it. Gotta pick that up.
Good hand to get them out and can't
let them
back in.
Right. Oh, let me get that, Aunt Opal.
See, no, that's not the
one.
One.
Okay.
That's not
is
the
that
one.
Dora Sue?
That's Dora Sue.
Is that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. And then it's the next drawer down, honey.
All right.
The big ones. Do you crochet?
Yes, I do when I get a chance. Is it this one, Aunt Opal?
No, it's up there.
Oh, upper drawer.
I'm crazy. I told you I was.
Well, that's all right. No, this is your curtains, too. Nope, not that one. Oh,
yeah,
this one.
Yeah. What do you know?
Okay.
Just bring it over here and sit on the bed where we can sit down and be comfortable. I can't stand it.
Oh my goodness, this is when I remember Darwin.
Yeah,
look at that.
This is the Girl Scouts went to Washington.
Uh-huh. That was when Doris was a Girl Scout. Uh-huh. Okay. Now what I'm really wanting is pictures of Grandma and Grandpa or any you know, of our forefathers that you might have. So it doesn't look to me like they're in any particular order, so I'll just look for an old one. Oh, look at that. Isn't that nice? Isn't that pretty? Carl, you can come in here and sit, honey, if you want to. Show you some pretty pictures of pretty girls.
That was Doris when she's working up at this park stand.
You better come see what pretty picture she's got.
There. I don't know if that was their wedding anniversary.
Uh-huh, that's their 50th. Yeah, sure is. And Uncle Russell's in
there. It was the band when Doris was in it.
Uh-huh. This is how I remember Doris. And this one. That's back when she... Did she make Miss Kentucky, Aunt Opal? She ran for Miss Kentucky.
Miss Kentucky College Queen. The college. She was a winner of the colleges in Kentucky.
Okay.
Miss Kentucky College Queen. I've got some of this stuff in here with me. Pull you in a chair, honey.
Yeah.
Pull that up, chair. That's just... Throw that spread out. Just throw it out on the floor. That's it. Make yourself at home.
That's what I was trying to do.
This is what I just found some at my mother's, and I have just had them develop.
Yeah.
I got some back and didn't even know the people.
Oh, they sent you the wrong ones.
No, I took the wrong ones.
Oh.
I couldn't tell who they were, and I just didn't know.
Little Sammy, that's Oscar.
Oh, sure. Ernest's
Sammy.
Son. Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember him.
Oh, they were coming out there just like those.
Uh-huh.
Identical.
Yeah, we got some just like that.
Mm-hmm.
We watched
I've got a new one.
Sammy's wife is dead.
Is that right?
Sammy's wife, they lived in Florida somewhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No? Yeah.
How did she die?
Where does Sammy live? Where does Sammy live?
Florida.
Well, I was thinking.
His wife's dead.
Well, that's what I was.
That's Aunt Opal.
Mm-hmm.
One of the school room mothers, evidently. Elementary school room mothers. This is Talmage and Darwin. Now, this is the kids, the ages I remember. Darwin, Talmage, Doris. Dr. Talmage and
Bronson. You probably remember.
And Bronson, yes. My goodness. Yeah. That was the fun age. That's Talmage.
There was them Queens or something.
Oh, yeah. Military ball. That's good.
And there's the picture there.
Here she is as a majorette, the second one from the right. Yeah, that's a good one. Boy, she had pretty teeth. Did you ever wonder how you came up with such a pretty one, Aunt Opal?
Well, no. All I have to do is look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror.
Why she's so pretty.
Now, this is Betty and me. Who's in the middle? I'm on the right and Betty's on the left. Who's in the middle?
I think it's one of those Holbrook's boys.
I don't know.
Let me see. I'll open it to see if I know.
It looks like Talmage.
I don't know either.
I'll make a copy of that one. There's Bronson. He doesn't look too happy with that picture, does he?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my mother's grandchildren. That's Jim and Phyllis's youngest boy.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
There's all the kids when they were younger.
Oh, that was
Eleanor Thing.
That was Betty Lou's son that was escorted us around.
as I start to call myself Granny, I call myself Granny Sluts. Well,
just this one here, it's Betty and I'd like a copy of that, because I haven't been able to get very much from my mother's pictures. I don't think I would know any of your negatives. I think this is my father. Do you think that's my father and our family?
I don't know, Elma, honey. I can't see well enough, you know.
Okay, hon.
Straight down.
Uh-huh. I think it is. I think it's my dad.
Maybe I.
And us two
I've
girls.
Got a picture of Oscar and Russell together. And he was really young.
Uh-huh.
Russell's, one of their his children, was trying to get the pictures of Russell from the time he was the youngest we had of him.
Uh-huh. Who's this little girl with Doris?
Oh, that's Angel Prater.
Just a friend?
That's his sister's.
Oh, okay. A cousin, then. Okay. Well, that's a bunch of kids. That's 9 grandchildren right there in 1965. They're all written on the back. Looks like your family's done well at keeping you in pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Doris. Whoops.
Is that Oscar or is that one of my boys?
Well, I don't think it's my dad. I don't think it's Daddy at all.
Little Oscar always parted his hair.
Yeah, I don't think that's Daddy at all.
I don't know who it is, though.
How many children did Uncle Russell finally have? 8?
8. 4 girls and 4 boys.
4 girls and 4 boys. There's my sister Gail.
This is Doris and Tom. Yeah. That was their wedding picture that
was Oh. Yeah, that's good. Aunt Opa, I'm going to take this one for a copy. That's my sister Gail.
Yeah.
I miss her.
Out there on the boathouse. Well, she was. Out there on Monroe Street.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
She was such a pretty little girl.
Yes, she was,
and
honey.
I said, poor little girl, just...
Yeah, it breaks my heart. Yes, yes, it breaks my heart. Think about it.
Yeah, she just threw her life away.
Yeah, she got involved with alcohol at a very young age, about 12, and she just... never got over it. Never got to where she could live without it. Oh, isn't that pretty? That's good. Dora sure was pretty. And she's still pretty, but...
Well, I hope her hair doesn't come out with all these treatments.
Oh, I do too. I do too. I don't recognize that one. Whoops. This is you with Betty Jo, isn't it?
That's Vivian.
Is that Aunt Vivian?
Yeah.
Bible tape because she died.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Can I make a copy of that, Aunt Viv?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
That's Uncle Ralph, isn't it?
No.
No?
That is Victor DeVore. That's Savinus's friend.
Oh,
friend.
I thought, well, I knew it was thin for Uncle Ralph, but I thought that was him.
No.
I've got one of those. There's Darwin. Good old days. I'd like to relive a few of them again.
Yeah.
Life is short at its longest, I've decided. That's Betty, and that's me, and that's Gail.
Yeah.
I'll take that one and have a copy made.
And that's Jimmy, they're gone.
Brother Jim, is that? I didn't recognize him.
Well, may not be, but I don't know. Gail was so pretty.
Yeah, she was.
And she was smart. But you know that old alcohol.
Yeah,
and the best of them.
You couldn't talk to her, you know, when she was drinking. It just, it was bad.
Well, was she sick very long before she died?
Well, you know, she had fallen and broken a leg in 89. And she never really got better after that. Now, who is this?
Uncle Russell Manning.
Who would that be? A sister? Mommy's, a brother to?
Mommy's brother.
Baby Mommy's brother.
Baby brother.
Does it say he was preceded in death by Lucy?
No, I don't
know.
It's just family, I guess.
Uh-huh. That's Grandma's brother. Can I take this and make a copy of it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Gail never got better after that. And, of course, that was already after Daddy was gone.
He worried a lot about it.
He did. Well, there's Aunt Opal. Yeah, he worried a lot about Gail. A whole lot.
First picture of Ralph.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, too.
The B, that's B.
Oh, yeah, Aunt B.
And that's Gladys Porter. That's Harlan Porter's wife.
Harlan's wife.
Of course, I don't guess that was tonight up there at the reunion.
Uh-huh. He was a cute little boy, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's Grandma. Darwin was a cute boy.
Yeah. Darwin, that Talbot Bronson is fat as a pig. He's fat as a burr.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's Russell's little boy that made a dentist. The one that's young pictures.
Oh, is that sweet. Is that Butsy?
That's Butsy.
Butsy. Yeah. He was the last one of the kids that I knew.
Yeah.
I never knew the ones that came along after him.
That one is called Brian. He's a baby one.
Uh-huh.
You talk about a handsome man. He's tall and slim and got perfect teeth. Perfect
is that right?
Best looking man. Now, poor little Butsy, he's short and he's not good. There's some... Door see you out at the well at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll take that for a copy and just for a memento of the well. How is Doris's husband? Is he well? No, he's got Parkinson's, doesn't he?
But he's taken off him because he's trying to take off the good care of Doris.
Uh-huh. This is you and my mother, isn't it? And that's Carol.
Yeah.
That's Aunt Opal, my mama. That's the family reunion up in Ypsilanti. Who is this? Do you know Aunt Liv? Someone in a casket.
I don't know
who
this
is. My dad. This is my dad and me on this side and Betty on the other side.
Yeah.
And this is this Oscar?
I don't know. I don't.
I don't think so.
No, I don't hardly think that looks like Dad.
It looks like his hair is dark enough there.
Yeah, I don't think that looks like Dad.
Well, I don't know. It wouldn't be Ernest. I've got Ernest's picture in the casket, but
I don't know. That doesn't hardly look. Well, I'll tell you, my mother had a cross up at the thing, too, for my dad, and that one doesn't have a cross there, so I sort of don't think that's Daddy.
It's Uncle Everett Manning and his.
Oh, sure. Now, that's Aunt Lucy's brother.
Yeah, and it's his wife, Pearl. That's his last wife.
Uh-huh.
His first wife.
Can I take that for a copy?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got some letters from him.
Well, I get a Christmas from Carol every year. I just get one letter a year from her.
Is that right?
From his daughter.
Uh-huh. Well, he wrote me a couple of real nice letters before he died. Yeah, I was just real glad to get them. He told me just some sweet things about Grandma. That's Betty. And Darwin. And I'll bet that's Gail, and that might be me. Do you think that's me in the front there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it might be too. I got that.
Is Jimmy getting along good now? His children, are they married?
Yeah, they're all married and all doing well. That's Uncle Ralph and you.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Yes, they're all doing good as far as I know. We had a family reunion for my mother's side in August, and I was able to go to that, and for which I'm very grateful.
I don't know what they said. That's Mommy and Ernest. And
now who's this?
That's Ernest.
Yeah.
That's Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
Doris made some pictures of my dad, but she said that they didn't come out. Or that's what I thought I remembered her saying. Because I had hoped to have some, you know.
Oh, that's your garage, wasn't it, at your Monroe Street house?
Yeah.
I remember that.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
He's got his patches on his
eyes. Yeah, looks like he's been playing football.
He's had a heart attack.
Oh, really?
Well, Talmadge had it. Yeah.
Oh.
Talmadge didn't have it, but he's in another boy that did have it.
Uh-huh. Oh.
They scanned him up.
That's mean.
Is that Grandma?
Yeah.
Grandma Porter?
Mm-hmm.
She's sure thin.
Yeah, she was. I've got a lot of pictures out in the country that I ought to get in here.
Well, just don't let anything happen to them, Aunt Opal, please.
You know who that is?
Janine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll take that for a copy and send it to her.
How is Janina getting along?
Real good. Boy, Grandma lost weight, didn't she, so much?
Oh, yeah.
It's just hard to imagine that could be her so
thin. You know, Molly, I guess, was one of the prettiest women that was ever in Carter County.
Is that right?
Yeah. Everybody that knew her, they used to laugh and tell Vivian and me that we looked, you know, was pretty, you know, just like that. But said, be nothing like your mother. Said your mother. Our stores and sometimes we
Respond
to it.
She was so pretty, I'll tell you, her and Marilyn Monroe. If Marilyn hadn't made it first, she'd have been right in there. You'll have to get these all in order now, Aunt Viv, before I come next time. I'm just kidding.
I don't know what you mean. Well, they all know I've seen have them as anybody I know of. I've told the children all. I want them to go through them and see if there's any they want.
That's Grandma. I want to take that for a copy if you don't care.
Yeah, that's Ernest and Oscar and Russell. Who is it?
At Grandma's funeral.
We had one maid of all of us, Ernest, me and Vivian, and Oscar and Russell. At Mommy's funeral,
uh-huh.
I don't know whatever happened to him.
Can I take this one, Aunt Opal?
Yeah.
I'll get them back to you within a month, because I just have to run across the street from the store to get them copies made.
Don't you worry about it.
Well, I would if I knew I wouldn't get them back to you.